USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Planned Parenthood opting to now leave the federal family planning program rather than comply with new abortion restrictions. A statement released by the nonprofit saying the Trump administration has forced grantees out of Title X through what it calls an unethical and dangerous gag rule on health care providers. Title X's a decades-old bipartisan program for affordable birth control and reproductive health care. The acting president and CEO of the organization says they'll use emergency funds to provide services to patients, but the impacts of leaving the program are going to vary state by state. While publicly denying there's one on the horizon, the White House reportedly putting plans together in case there's a recession, including a possible payroll tax cut. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
You're fired. That's what the nation's attorney general has told the acting head of the Bureau of Federal Prisons.
It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The attorney general, Bill Barr, firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. More on the Epstein story. Word that he signed his will shortly before his death. The New York Post says the wealthy financier put his signature on it just 2 days before apparently taking his own life in that jail cell in Manhattan. It describes assets of nearly $580 million. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Chicago teenager now facing federal charges for allegedly making some serious threats against an abortion clinic in the Windy City. Authorities say 19-year-old Farhan Sheikh threatened to, as he put it, slaughter and murder any doctor, patient, or visitor that he finds at a woman's clinic just a few miles from his home. Federal prosecutors say he was arrested after posting that threat online and now faces up to 5 years behind bars if convicted. The Defense Department says the U.S. conducted its first test of a cruise missile since withdrawing from the intermediate-range missile treaty with Russia recently. The Pentagon says the missile was launched from San Nicolas Island in California, the first ground-launched test of a cruise missile, which would have been a violation of the Cold War era treaty. And one of the great achievements in public health, as it's been seen for years, is now under scrutiny after a new study finds it may be affecting intelligence in kids. The fluoridation of water, which did succeed at reducing cavities and socioeconomic disparities in dental disease, may be linked to lower IQs in children. The study finding the fluoride exposure during pregnancy was associated with lower scores in children ages 3 to 4. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.